The new Iraqi president, Ghazi al-Yawar, is 46 years old, an engineer by training, schooled in Saudi Arabia and the U.S. He became a successful businessman in Saudi Arabia, then returned to Iraq after the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime. For more on Yawar's background, we turn to Patrick Coburn of the British newspaper The Independent. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about Mr. Yawar's tribal affiliation. He's a Sunni, but a member, as I understand it, of the Shamar tribe, which includes both Shiite and Sunni clans.
Yes, but it's primarily a Sunni tribe. Personally, he's influential, his family is influential, and his tribe is influential, not just inside Iraq, but in neighboring Arab countries as well.
And he has extensive business connections at this point within Saudi Arabia?
He does, yes. He moved there in the mid-80s with his family. Later, he studied in the U.S. Then he moved back to Saudi Arabia, where he was senior executive at a technology company.
He's been on the Iraqi Governing Council most recently as the rotating president, but would his name be a name that Iraqis would recognize?
Quite a lot would recognize his name, and he has quite a good reputation for being independent-minded. He was vigorously opposed to the siege of Fallujah. He said not to get on very well with Paul Bremer. So he isn't famous throughout Iraq, but he's quite well known.
Do you think that Mr. Yawar's connections with Saudi Arabia and the time he spent there and in the U.S., would that be viewed with suspicion in Iraq, or would that be considered a good thing in terms of building relationships for the country to come?
I think what's important here that he hasn't been a permanent exile for the last 25, 30 years. What Iraqis resent when you talk to them is people who maybe have spent very little time in Iraq suddenly coming back to rule them.
Even though he's spent most of the last two decades, as I understand it, out of the country, that wouldn't be viewed in a negative way?
He spent a lot of them in Saudi Arabia. That's a bit different in Iraqi eyes from having spent them years, decades in London or New York or Los Angeles.
Ghazi al-Yawar is now the highest-ranking Sunni member of the new Iraqi government. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's very important because it's part of a trend. The Sunni who were the main support for Saddam Hussein then were marginalized after his fall. The Shiites and the Kurds were the communities that were coming to the fore. Now the Sunni are coming back. An important Sunni tribe is providing the president. The new Iraqi prime minister is a former member of the Ba'ath Party. He'll be looking for former army officers and security officers to come back. Many of these will be Sunni. So it's the Sunni community which is on the up at the moment, and the Shiite community which seems to be being pushed to one side.
Mr. Yawar had been giving a number of interviews in the time that he was the head of the governing council and the rotating presidency. What was his tone? What kinds of things was he saying about the American occupation and the future of Iraq?
He was being pretty tough. He was being tough on Fallujah and even sort of very precise things like the intention to turn Saddam Hussein's old Republican palace into the new U.S. embassy. Currently, it's the headquarters of the Provisional Authority. He said, you know, that's unacceptable to us. So he's quite tough on Iraqi interests.
He's now the interim president of Iraq. Would you expect Ghazi al-Yawar to have a long-term role, do you think, in that country?
He stands a good chance. I think that he probably will have a future if he survives, because, after all, this is one of the most dangerous jobs in one of the most dangerous countries in the world.
Patrick Coburn, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Patrick Coburn writes for the British newspaper The Independent. He's co-author of the book Saddam Hussein, An American Obsession. He was talking about the new interim president of Iraq, Ghazi al-Yawar.